be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate a Franciscan, Poor Claire, Blessed Baptista. She was born of wealthy parents in 1459, and she died 490 years ago, tomorrow. And when she was still a young girl, she was still quite innocent of heart, but she did like to dress up, and she took pleasure in all the vanities of the world and liked to appear in costly garments and jewels. And one day she heard a sermon by a Franciscan priest on the sufferings of our Lord. And from that time onward, she was a changed person. She regretted her former vanity with many tears, and she would meditate every day on the Passion of our Lord. And under the guidance of her spiritual director, she practiced various bodily mortifications, rose every night to pray the rosary in honor of Our Lady, and she eventually joined the Poor Clares. Her father was planning a marriage for her, but after 2 years, he finally gave his consent for her to join the Poor Clares. And she was favored with many spiritual graces, and her mystical experiences are described in several treatises that she had written in order to incite her readers to perfection. And we have a portion of one of these preserved for us in today's second reading, the Office of Readings from the Franciscan Supplement. And it's an instruction on discipleship. And here's what she has to say. And she's speaking to religious, but it can be applied to lay people also. Dear brother, always strive diligently to have your mental vision alert and never succumb to the sleep of laziness and negligence. It says you must act wisely and prudently. Do not follow the foolish, but in every action, easy or difficult, keep your sight fixed on God, sanctifying your intention and enduring every adversity patiently for the love of God. Strive to do everything for the love of God. Whether you pray or read or celebrate the divine office, whether you are busy with household chores or lowly duties, train yourselves in all works of charity, both for the healthy as well as for the sick. Be sure of this. While performing these things with your mind fixed on God, you frequently say, O Lord, all for love of you. You will always say it when not giving it a second thought. So we keep our mind fixed on God, just as St. Paul tells us, whether we eat or sleep or drink, we do all for the glory and the love of God. So today we can pray to Blessed Baptista to help us practice this presence of God and to do everything for him.